Welcome to the Tuesday, March 6, 2012 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Stuttgart, Germany. An Intego keeps finding new versions of Flashback. This newest version it's reporting about has a particular interesting feature that uses Twitter as a command and control channel. The way it works is that it has a set of four characters that correspond to numbers and then uses the day, the month, and the year to combine those characters to a total of 12 characters for a hashtag, and then it monitors this particular hashtag for a day to pick up new commands. Of course, whether or not there will be a valid command, well, that's really up to whoever authored it. However, since these hashtags have become known a couple of hours ago, plenty of abuse, in, if you want to call it this way, is taking place where people add these hashtags to random posts. I don't think those posts to Twitter really do any damage. However, what may happen is the bot just does a simple query for the hashtag and is now, of course, being flooded by all of these sort of noise posts. Now, in addition to monitoring this hashtag, the bot will also use various different user agents. I actually think those user agents are a little bit easy to spot, so they're not necessarily hiding the bot. I'm not exactly sure why they're using these particular user agents. Now, Intego keeps reporting about these different Flashback versions. Not really sure how widespread they are. We haven't really seen a lot of samples ourselves, in particular this last one. I haven't seen a sample yet. Apple, over the last months, has been periodically updating its XProtect system with new signatures for new Flashback versions. However, I haven't seen an update since the beginning of February. And while we're talking about a Flashback, now Flashback originally came out to offer a Flash player to users. At least that was the ruse it used to trick people into installing it. Now, we also have a new version, a legitimate version, I hope, of Adobe's Flash player that came out today. It fixes two vulnerabilities. Both are rated critical and may allow arbitrary code execution. So definitely an update that you do want to apply expeditiously, particularly if you're seeing all these Flash-based exploits lately. Now, before you just go out and download the latest version of Flash Player, make sure you do it via Adobe's website. I would give Adobe's update tool a spin and see if it downloads it automatically. We got a couple of users telling us about this update and the bulletin, and I really had a hard time initially verifying whether it was authentic. Like, for example, if you're looking on Twitter, there are so many fake links to various supposedly Flash player or Adobe Acrobat Reader as well downloads. So really, you have to go to Adobe's authentic site. And more trouble for mobile apps. Last week there was a story about the iPhone granting access to the user's image library if the user allows an application to access the geographic location of the phone. So GPS access implied photo access. Now, today there's a story from the New York Times, a very similar story about Android. In Android, if you grant internet access to an application, it does also have access to your photos. The problem here is how granular should this access control be? Essentially, you don't really want to bother the user with a list of dozens of features and then ask them which one of these features the application should have access to. As a result, Apple and Google in this case came up with sort of these super permissions that are not very transparent to the user. We, of course, had the same issue with the address book earlier. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.